Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it is brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. Well, the Indians made it 11 in a row last night. I know you can't get caught up in winning streaks, but isn't it amazing? Even those 90s teams never won 11 in a row. They haven't done it in Cleveland since 1982. It tells you how difficult it is to win in this league, no matter how hot you are, right, Terry?
Yeah, Hammy, and you're right. I don't get too caught up in what we did 10 days ago. I mean, I know what our record is and things like that. But, you know, like always, we try to play the game. Okay, think about what we could do better and then move on, win or lose. It is more fun to move on when you win. There's no getting around that. But I just don't know how it's productive to go back and think 10 days ago. If it was, we'd do it. But I think, again, I think I'm stating the obvious, where when we show up, we're giving ourselves a chance to win every night. Last night was a good example. We got too early, and then their kid Whistler, I thought he pitched a pretty good game. And, you know, we let him off the hook, but we didn't capitalize early, and then he got comfortable, and, you know, Kluve's made it hold up until – you know, he got the two-out hit. NCRT had a really good at-bat. And then we bounced back, though, which was good to see.
Well, and you talk about not getting caught up as a manager, but you don't sense it even in the clubhouse. I don't hear anybody talking about it.
I'm really pleased about that because that's something we kind of keep our antenna up for, because the best way to lose is to not pay attention to detail. And sometimes – we talk about it a lot, Hammy. You know, winning sometimes is really hard. Sometimes it's a little bit easier. But when you don't pay attention to detail or you let something slip, that's when something creeps up on you, and then it's hard to turn around. So you just want to make sure you pay attention to detail.
Do you sense, though, that there's a feeling here? Not that there wasn't. I don't ever want to imply that. But they just come to the park now expecting to win?
I think, you know, teams go through streaks like that, and – you know, I mean, shoot, you know, at the end of the year, you got to get to a certain number of wins, however you get there. And I do know that, like, hot streaks like this really do help you, because every team's going to go up and down and stay in the middle and up and down. But if your good streaks are better than your bad ones or longer, more often than not, you're going to be okay.
Well, you've been on the other end of it, haven't you, Terry, where the team you're chasing, it's like, are they ever going to lose?
And I think that, one, it's kind of early to be thinking like that, but and we've played to the point where when we play good, we're okay. You know, that is a good feeling. You know, if we play good, let somebody else play and somebody's going to lose. But, you know, again, it just – pay attention to your own business, take care of your own stuff, and I always feel like things will work out.
You know, a guy that has put up some pretty good numbers and maybe isn't getting a whole lot of pub for it is Carlos Santana. And his approach last night in the ninth inning, when you saw that, when you needed a base hit, not a six-run home run, was pretty impressive.
I think Carlos's game has been a lot more consistent this year. His base running has been very good. His, you know, handling things. You know, like, I wish we could play him tonight. I mean, shoot, Napoli had three hits the first night. We couldn't play him last night. Carlos got a game-winning hit for us. Can't play him tonight. But he handles that better than he has in the past. And he knows he's going to be right back in there tomorrow. He'll be ready to pinch it tonight. And his attitude has been really good. And not to say it was bad, but it's just sometimes you see guys mature at whatever age and – even when they got some years in the big leagues, and it makes you feel good.
Terry, do you think some of the veterans have had something to do with all of that, with all of your players? Because really, this is still a young ball club for the most part.
Yeah, it is, and I agree with you. I think Uribe, in his own way, talks to some of the, especially the Latin guys, and has some some things that have a lot of wisdom, and I think they want to listen to him. And I know Napoli has a way of maybe scaring some of the guys into it. But, I mean, it's good. And it's okay, because when you pull guys in the right direction, that's what you're looking for. We don't need anybody to pull somebody in the wrong direction.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Braves coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.